Abide in Christ, August 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. This union with Christ, once formed, must be maintained. Christ said, "Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. This is no casual touch, no off and on connection. The branch becomes a part of the living vine. The communication of life, strength, and fruitfulness from the root to the branches is unobstructed and constant. Separated from the vine, the branch cannot live. "No more," said Jesus, "can you live apart from me." The life you have received from me can be preserved only by continual communion. Without me you cannot overcome one sin, or resist one temptation. Abide in me, and I in you. Abiding in Christ means a constant receiving of His Spirit, a life of unreserved surrender to His service. The channel of communication must be open continually between us and our God. As the vine branch constantly draws the sap from the living vine, so are we to cling to Jesus, and receive from Him by faith the strength and perfection of His own character. The life of the vine will be manifest in fragrant fruit on the branches. "He that abideth in me," said Jesus, "and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." When we live by faith on the Son of God, the fruits of the Spirit will be seen in our lives, not one will be missing. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away. While the graft is outwardly united with the vine, there may be no vital connection. Then there will be no growth or fruitfulness. So there may be an apparent connection with Christ without a real union with Him by faith. A profession of religion places people in the church, but the character and conduct show whether they are in connection with Christ. If they bear no fruit, they are false branches. Their separation from Christ involves a ruin as complete as that represented by the dead branch. "If a man abide not in me," said Christ, "he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned."